Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the third interview with Mr. Clarence Yip Yu, tape 3, on April 21st, 1981, by Sue Ellen Chan at the Cafe Florist Shop in Chinatown.
This and here, they're really close to each other. Mm-hmm. Even you have a lot of those propaganda about town war, fight against each other, still only just a minor thing, just among small group of people. Mm-hmm. But in general, all the Chinese, they are overseas, they don't want to disgrace their country. Mm-hmm. Because whatever they done wrong, they just mark Chinese. Mm-hmm. They didn't mention the name. Mm-hmm. Even they mentioned the name, they said Chinese. Mm-hmm. So all those elder, cheat the young people, don't do anything wrong. You discountry, disgrace their whole race, a whole country. Mm-hmm. Students, they all behave themselves. They have each other. During summertime, the college boy, they have a summer camp. Then they invite all those high school boys. You know, get together, they explain them what they're working in college. Then even they took them to college to see around the setup. Mm-hmm. So not like enough, see? Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in high school, you know, in summer, those are from Caltech, from those, they take us to the classroom, their study room. Mm-hmm. And they have scholars, such as Wu Xi. Mm-hmm. And Prince Durin, I think he's a, I think he's for Si Hei Hai Hao attendant. Mm-hmm. She married to an engineer, a Caucasian. She come to address to us, come to talk to us.
Mm-hmm. What's her name again?
Darling Guanji.
Oh, Darling Guanji.
Yeah, Dai Guanji. So in the old day, those students have chance to meet those people. Mm-hmm. Like the Qin Ji Man Gogo, I forget his name, Wu Sik, you know, I remember they invite them to mm-hmm. talk to us.
Mm-hmm. And did you see the role of this family association, district association, began to decline after World War II?
Not exactly. If they are declined, you don't see those new buildings put up. Maybe next 20 or 30 years, we cannot see. Mm-hmm. But at present, we try to bring more young people in and more encourage them, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why for instance, there's one black boy, he's at the root, make him so proud. But the Chinese always try to preserve the root. Mm-hmm. Not throughout the root, they begin to find it. Mm-hmm. From one generation to another, we try to preserve the root.
Mm-hmm. Like in the old days, when the Chinese came here, they always look for help from this family association, district association. How about like after World War II, were the Chinese still do that? They first went to these associations for help, or now more or less they don't do that, and the family association serve as just a social get, you know.
Still, many of them try to help, mm-hmm. such as they try to locate their relative. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing they help, you know. Mm-hmm. First, they have to tell them what they look for. Mm-hmm. If they want some help from there, they first ask where they come from. Mm-hmm. They try to refer to the close to their relationship. Mm-hmm. Before, in general, person he came from a person came from the certain village, that the association know there's a certain member are come from certain village. Mm-hmm. Then they refer to him. Mm-hmm. They ask his grandfather, mother, then know more detail, what kind of help, and they they help him that way.
So it's very helpful.
Yeah,
because they are the one that have some old records, and also they have the friends knows
yes.
where their relatives are.
So the Chinese don't have to worry too much, like old days, they lost up all their family trees,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
They can trace back to a family tree.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Chinese, they have a 有一个子一对对了嘛.
Mm-hmm.
After they marry, they follow certain calendar.
Mm-hmm. So they seldom can miss.
Yeah, they cannot imitate it, you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So did many Chinese feel they are obligated to their families? For example, like financial support, they have to send money back to China and all of that.
Those that they're born in here, they all depend on their environment and their work. That's a great effect on their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they are, I'm American now, see? Those are the more they think about it. I don't need them, so why should I have them?
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, they have a second thought, maybe in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I need their help.
Mm-hmm.
Then they, even they are not so enthusiastic, but they still do their part.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have too much worry about the association.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky now, when those young people, they go into politics,
mm-hmm,
such as Michael Wu,
mm-hmm,
he have his family behind him.
Mm-hmm.
They help him a great lot. Everyone do make their effort.
Mm-hmm.
Lily Chen, he's trying to get council seat in Mangdui Park.
Mm-hmm.
He come to the Chinese community for help. But by then, they think about the worldwide to support them then.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't need them, they said, that's no use. But if you go in the social work or politics, you have to have something to behind.
Mm-hmm.
They always ask you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some young people, they don't realize. But when they are,
they need the help.
Well, when they need the help, they begin to realize them.
So actually, the organization, so all these associations, still try to help, and it's just a matter of bring everybody together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, only the young people, when they don't need them, they forget them.
Mm.
But then they don't. They need them. Sometimes they overlook them. Now you come to us, we help you.
Mm-hmm.
Still we help them just the same.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to have something, some background, something to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Even you look for a job, you know somebody is a great help for you. Oh. Know,
even doing the interview.
Yeah. Yeah, then I can bring you around, whatever you need there.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I can take you to Gongjiao Wuigun and look around.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. And do you think Chinese, would you consider Chinese to have done better or worse than the general population of Los Angeles?
Well, this, you mean the present progresses?
Not from the, before World War II and after World War II. For example, before World War II, do you think Chinese did pretty good compared to other people in Los Angeles?
No, I think after the war,
mm-hmm,
economically, Chinese are much better off.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always save. When you have enough saving, then you can go in business or you can be more independent. But before, you cannot see any money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now, even inflation, they still get chance to hold the money, then they can keep the money.
Mm-hmm.
So they are much better off now.
Uh-huh.
Besides that, it's the discrimination. They gradually forget that they have better chance to understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
And their education, education, much better chance than before.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that Chinese always save money?
They have to. That's one thing other people, only the Jews can compare with the Chinese in saving. Mm-hmm. I have a Jewish friend. Mm-hmm. He said, you are a Chinese, I'm a Jew. But everywhere we go, they anti us, they hate us. That's why we go into jewelry business. If they dry us out and wrapped up in a small bag, I go, say, you Chinese are smart, open laundry, buy few board, they're stuck in business. If they dry you out, you lost nothing. That's why he said, you know, also he said, in small business, like a peddler, no world, in the whole world, people in the whole world, no one can compete with the Chinese as a peddler in small business.
Because Chinese working harder?
Yeah, they're working harder, they save money. They try to, even you work hard, you have to be honest. You see a moving picture, read about some country, they are good businessmen, they try to cheat, you know. But the Chinese that always have their conscience. If they cheat people, they face maybe people cheat him too.
Mm-hmm. Right. How about some of the people would gamble away their money? Those are the
most. Well, I think that's their desire. Mm-hmm. That some explanation, you go in any business, you're just a gamble, see? Mm-hmm. You open a restaurant, cost so much money, decoration, buy furniture. If no business, you can sell it, that's nothing worth it. Mm-hmm. Marriage, you said you love the boy or the girl so much, it's only gamble, you know. Mm-hmm. They put out big banquet the next few days, they said they are divorced.
Mm-hmm. But the real gamble, play lotteries or this. Did the many Chinese actually gamble?
Well, many of them, they think it's a good way, quick way to make money. Mm-hmm. And a race, you see Las Vegas, mm-hmm. but only think they are legalized that. So gambling, as long as they have a human in history, everything, everybody have that desire gambling, try to make money quick.
Did you see any friends of you or any Chinese actually kind of destroyed by gamble away their money and?
Well, where said things happen, you know, people gamble. Same way you buy stock, see? Just the same. You buy stock just the same. That's a gamble.
But they are not the majority. My
only thing, they legalize that, that's what they call illegal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, gamble really is a bad thing, you know. Otherwise, many countries, they forbid it.
So, we're talking about the marriage earlier, and how did most Chinese men meet their wives? Among American-born Chinese women, or did they return to China to get married?
Well, as I say, in the old days, very few female in there. Mm-hmm. In my time, 10 to 1. Mm-hmm. And those girls, those are born in here, they are more Americanized, mm-hmm. they have a better education, mm-hmm. in English at least. Mm-hmm. So those are girls in the old days, they decide not just the common labor in this country. They expect some princess from China or some rich guy from China. Mm-hmm. And most their eye on their student from China, mm-hmm. because those girls born in here, they know those students, they are better educated, they are well-to-do. Mm. If they go back to China, they have better chance. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't think many of them have any chance. Mm-hmm. Those students, 90% they return to China. Mm-hmm. They have their own family, own background. Mm-hmm. And many of those old Chinese girls born in this country, they are very disappointed. Many of them become old men. Many of them become old men. So those that come to this country young, they rather return to their old country to marry. Besides, they have the chance to see their own folks. Many of them have parents there. They want to please their parents or their relative, uncle or grandmother. They get married there, make them more happy there. And if they marry, they come from that same village, or they have more things in common. Then they have better family union in here.
And the Chinese men who were born here would go back to China also to get married.
In the old days, many of them do.
Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons, rather than a daughter, as their,
I think,
parents?
Well, this, I think, every race, every country the same. Because the son carry the family's name, see? Even a lucky fella, they have a lucky fella junior, lucky fella third, lucky fella fourth. Because their daughter, after she married, she go out, she carried the name of their husband, and they belong to other family. So cannot blame on a man or woman, they want a son more than a girl.
How about people's way of thinking interracial marriage? We talk about the interracial marriage earlier, that you say that actually black family, Mexican family, they
but
have
now more white now, more Caucasian.
Why is that?
I think they are in school, they are more liberal now, but still even up to now, in this generation, not their desire, not the parent desire, but they have to overlook that now, because it's a new generation. They have their own life. You cannot forbid them.
So you say that in the new generation, you cannot.
Yeah, they have their own
decision.
Own way. Yeah, they make their own decision. Parents cannot stop them. So they have to, even they don't like, they are pretending they are happy.
Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend a Chinese school or to learn Chinese language? Especially talking about in the early days, like
because in this country they are prejudiced, subjugated, they have no future. If they are educated, especially in engineering, in education. They go back to China, they have better chance. First thing, it's a better for them, better chance for them. Another thing, China need them.
So the first thing is to learn the Chinese language.
Yeah, that's why they want them to learn the Chinese. In Los Angeles, there's one family. He's a rare American, nice. I think he graduated from high school in early day. Considered is a very rare. Then he's a smart, then he has three sons and I think four or five daughters, big family. Then he knows, he's on account he graduated, he's good in English. By then he get it, there's no other job. He find his son a job as a bank teller at the bank. All those banks belong to American. Those Americans get his son a job as a bank teller for the Chinese people, to take care of the Chinese people. So he got a job and start work. When Chinese come to him, when Chinese come in, all those tellers refer to the Chinese. happened that Chinese doesn't speak English. He said, I don't know what he's talking. He referred to the manager. The manager told him, I hired you to take care of the Chinese customer. If you don't speak English, why should I hire you? You better go home and study Chinese. See, that's more encouraging for the Chinese than finally the father sent him back to China to study.
I think
1915-20, between 1915 to 1920 or 21 then.
And at that time there were many Chinese schools around Chinatown area?
They always have that. Even a few people, they still hire a teacher to teach them. Mm-hmm. If they had children in there, we try to teach them, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did you or other friends think of the way Chinese were portrayed in the American movies? Like Charlie Chan or...
They feel that's a disgrace. Before, we just fight them.
You did?
Yeah. Before they take all those movie history, those are not true. Because those are writer, they are hate Chinese. That's why they make up all those movie to disgrace the Chinese. Then in the old days, those who go in to take part in the movie, we outcast them. Not until the Second World War, they have a war picture about the Japanese invade China, then they began to have a better story, more true story, than those Chinese, they have a better understanding. They disgrace the Chinese people, they don't want to take part. In the old days, they don't like that at all. Even in China, they forbid them to show it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever protest?
That they do, the Chinese do. Even they have one occasion, they send a policeman to Chinatown to protect those actors. They take the Chinatown scenery, the local scenery. They fight them, try to destroy, drive them away.
Oh. Okay.
I think 1925, 24, 23, some of those years.
Mm.
Right. They sent policemen in there still, they try to throw them out of Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anyone say they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
Not that I heard that.
Uh-huh. So most of the Chinese would be very proud of what they are. They are Chinese, and
well, sometimes when they get a job on account, can't get a job on account of Chinese, they are mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What type of jobs, you know, would most Chinese consider to be ideal, you know, for themselves or for their children?
Well, that's why Chinese going to college. Professional job, more or less that they are like a doctor, dentist, those are more independent.
Mm-hmm.
But engineering, they cannot find a job, no matter how good you are. So more Chinese that even a lawyer, you cannot go in the court, see, on account of the state law. The state law, I think state law 14 or something like that, they forbid all Asian people to take government job.
Mm-hmm.
City, county, or state, you know, all government job, Asian people cannot take it.
Mm-hmm.
But even before the war, the officer overlooked that they hired a lot of Japanese work in the government.
Mm-hmm.
So the law still exists. I think after the World War, I think in 1948 or 1950, sometime like that, then they repealed that law.
Mm-hmm.
That law.
Mm-hmm.
Before they cannot take any job, or just a servant job. Girls going to even the department store, they don't make them a sales girl or sales lady. They just put them in the back room, shipping department, wrapping department, or stock girl.
So like Chinese would either employ themselves as a like small
yeah.
business in a small business, or do a, you know, like service job.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can
uh-huh.
find.
Yeah, in the old days, so therefore they would hope that their children will get some sort of professional jobs.
And go back to China.
Go back to China.
Yeah. On account of the environment in here, the racial discrimination. By those house open up those house for only the colored people,
mm-hmm.
spearhead for that.
Mm-hmm.
Before you certain district, you can buy a house in there.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever try to buy a house,
no,
a property?
No, I mean, in the old days, you don't have such chances yet.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them try to buy a house from here. They said no, no Chinese,
mm-hmm.
no Japanese,
mm-hmm.
so they have to concentrate in certain area.
So actually, the first house you rent is the first shop you have in Chinatown. You rent it
all around Chinatown, commercial.
Commercial.
Area,
uh-huh.
That's not much discrimination.
Uh-huh.
Only the residential.
Uh-huh. I see. And you rent this shop after World War II, right?
Yeah.
And there's no discrimination or whatever?
No, all commercial, there are no discrimination.
Mm. Is the owner of this building Chinese or non-Chinese?
Before, Italian, now Chinese bought them now.
Oh.
Around Broadway, I think 80% Chinese bought them now.
Uh-huh. And your home is nearby Chinatown also?
No, way in Sunset, about 3 miles from here.
Oh. Close to Silver Lake area?
Between Chinatown.
Oh.
And,
so at that time, you bought about 20 some years ago,
yeah.
right? At that time, you didn't have a difficult time to buy the property.
No, those ordinary area, they are not so much against the Chinese.
Uh-huh.
Only those are high class.
Certain residential
yeah,
area.
Yeah, no, those are exclusive. They call it,
uh-huh.
and they are entitled.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, thank you very much. And, you say many of them stay one job.
Yeah, many of them, like Sadash, they run a long day, save enough, they went with China, get married.
Uh-huh.
But to me, I think education more important.
Mm-hmm.
Money, if you have education, you always can get it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you learn from doing different business, doing different kind of
job. Kind of job, then you have better understanding all class of people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, talking about the learning things and also the family association earlier, how did you involve in this family association? I think you were pretty active.
Well, if you are... Your surname is a bit long to there, you just go in there and,
mm-hmm.
and you tell them what city or village you come from, and then get acquainted, then they take you in as a member, that's
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you became very active after several years, and you were delegate to different conventions. And
well, that experience, when I was in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
They sent me from one island to another island. Then finally, they sent me to Manila in Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
I have a brother and nephew in there. So I have time to, then I go look for them. Because the city all destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have no address. Then I only way I can find some Chinese if I can find way.
Mm-hmm.
So first I asked about Cantonese, see,
mm-hmm.
because in Philippines, many are Hokkienese. First thing I asked, where did Cantonese stay?
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked so many places, finally I find some Cantonese.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked them about Shenhui, you know,
mm-hmm.
from province, then county.
Mm-hmm.
Senbu, where the Senbu and in the group stay. Then as up the surname, the family name,
mm-hmm.
Yip.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, then they like me to one laundry. He said, well, there's a lot of Yip stay at that laundry. You go in there in Guam. But the Yip, they all come from different district.
Mm-hmm.
But they have one surname,
mm-hmm.
easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and I found my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, after I came back here, when they tell them that the Kong Chau Association, that's a district association, they have no place. I have a flower shop, I was single then.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, let's use your place for to start with.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I involved in that, see?
Mm-hmm.
I was glad to help them, because from that experience, I think we need such an
organization.
Mm-hmm. If I can find them.
This is what you call the business bookkeep.
So yeah, when first I'm here, I work in the store like that. They sell all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Japanese goods and Chinese goods. Then we have to classify them.
Mm-hmm.
Number porcelain.
Them. Mm-hmm. This is which store you work?
This is Nanjing Food One. That's in San Francisco.